studied global development in college and then spent a couple years working for an education nonprofit, and always thought that the nonprofit world was where I wanted to go, and realized pretty early on that I was slightly too impatient for that, and that I actually really wanted to have more of a hands-on role in helping people. And so I definitely came into med school with more of a with more of a goal of working directly with people, and less interested in sort of the science in medicine, which I think is a little bit different from my classmates. I didn't realize how much my intention to just practice clinical medicine, go into primary care, would be questioned. We are actually sort of like a minority group in the medical school community, at least at this school. And so that has been really surprising. I guess that's something I didn't anticipate. And before coming, I think the biggest thing that I worried about was, for one thing, losing time to do things that I care about and keeping in touch with people I want to stay in touch with. And that actually has been a bit easier to do than I thought it would be, just because I was so afraid of it. And I think one of the ways that I've managed to do that is just from time to time assessing my priorities and not just trying not to get into too much of a pattern, I guess, every day, and taking the time to sort of think about big picture things and think about what I actually want to be spending my time doing. Just trying to be, I guess, more deliberate about how I'm spending my time, whether it is studying or talking to people back home, or, you know, doing other things that I want to be doing and not feeling guilty about it. And I think it helps also that I did take some time between undergrad and coming to med school, just because I think it's really difficult as a college student to validate your own goals and feel uninhibited in caring about the things that you care about, because there's a constant comparing of yourself to everyone around you, and wondering if what you want is what you should want, and all those kinds of things that I think would have been really, really challenging for me if I had come directly into med school. I don't know that I'd be able to carve out time to do things that I care about outside of medicine. I guess I had a sort of misperception that I was closing a lot of doors and committing to one path, and that sort of, that made me a little bit nervous, just because I've always been a bit of a wanderer, and I've always, you know, had really lofty dreams about traveling more, or, you know, making art or writing more. And I was really scared that coming into medicine would mean foregoing all of those other dreams, as lofty as they might be. But I'm realizing more and more that that isn't the case at all, that I've been really surprised at how many doors med school seems to open. Once people leave medical school, their careers are very different, and they're very dynamic, and they change a lot over the course of time. And that has been really inspiring, and I think has encouraged me to explore a lot of different sort of subcategories of medicine, not just specialties, but also things you can do as a physician, as a person who holds an MD. I mean, I've been surprised at how many doctor writers there are, or how many people, you know, start their own business ventures, or, I mean, even just how different academic medicine can be. has been a really pleasant surprise and something that I'm really excited to explore more in my many, many years of school that are left. There is a certain level of anxiety that comes with too many options, especially if your personality is like mine and you want to try everything before you commit to any one career path. But that is definitely a better problem to have than to feel locked into something for the rest of your life, I think.
Inside Stories is an oral narratives project that catalogs the stories of medical students during their journeys through medical school. The podcast is hosted on In Training, the online magazine for medical students. Visit us at in-training.org/inside-stories. Inside Stories is a founding member of Vocalis, the podcast network for medical students. Please listen to our partner podcasts at vocalisnetwork.wix.com/listen.